At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I wanted to know what a veteran thinks or what a rookie has to do to get a veteran's trust on this football team. And so we're going to ask John Greco about that, former Browns guard, current Browns analyst, coming up at 7:22 this morning. Mary Kay is going to join us at 8:22, as she's wont to do every Thursday. We'll talk with her about Shedeur Sanders, of course. I don't think the media... I can't say that the media is not against Shedeur Sanders in any way or form. I don't speak for everybody. I don't speak for certain media members here. I can only speak for what I think is should be the truth, should be the thing. I don't think there should be a single media member in the city of Cleveland at all that should be rooting against Shedeur Sanders unless he did something to them personally that I don't know about. That's the only thing I can think of. Because when it comes to this season, he's a golden gift. He is a golden gift. He keeps my attention. He keeps me in. If I were just a fan, if this is Kenny Carman, just big Browns fan who's sitting in 537, right? Shedeur Sanders and the possibility of him playing keeps me from doing yard work, keeps me from getting really nasty about it, keeps me with an open mind about this season. More than likely.
Yeah, especially in a season where Nick Chubb's gone.
Yes.
Unfortunately, JOK can't play.
Because I'm an emotional person. I love JOK. He can't play, unfortunately. We all know. Nick Chubb's not there. I think they lost. I was surprised still at how much goodwill they lost with the Nick Chubb going on to the Houston Texans. I know that some people tried to look at it in a different way. It's like, hey, man, there's been guys who have left and have burned us before. We'll see where this goes. And now I have this young guy. And yeah, I know that there might be some criticisms of here in different corners. Speeding ticket, no speeding ticket. I don't give a damn about speeding tickets. I'm just glad everybody was safe. But in the end of it, it's a citation. He'll pay his fine and we'll all move on. There's interest in it. And as a media member where, hey, I'm in the middle of June. I just spent most of a segment on Stephen Kwan and I'll do it. I will talk about the Cavs, but I'm definitely defensive over trading away Darius Garland. I do not want to do that. There's definitely things to get into. But when it comes to the Browns, hey, I got this guy. And if I'm one of the people that cover the Browns mostly, this is a guy that keeps my interest. This is a guy that doesn't let me get cynical. This is a guy who can center it on what I think they're going to do. Now, I could have the last 13 years trying to tell me differently, but I want to be excited. I want to see whether or not a guy who fell to the fifth round of all places, maybe he ends up being the guy. Maybe he doesn't, but that's why I got two first-round picks next year. So for interest purposes, for me and my soul personally, both on the air and off, I'm having a blast with it. For a entertainment purpose, it keeps me from having to sit there and go, yeah, I don't care about the Browns on Sunday. I got a draft to worry about. In next April, I can't sit there and talk about LSU quarterbacks and college quarterbacks for 11 months.
But as far as, you know,
can't do that.
But the overarching question about whether the media is fair, because I heard Nick and Jonathan talking in depth about it yesterday, and I'm like, man, I feel like it's been mostly positive. I feel like for a fifth-round pick, by the way, I mean, fifth-round picks don't get talked about. So to have anybody saying good things about a fifth-round, especially fifth-round quarterback, to see the amount of good things coming from, of all things, where very little can be garnered at all. Yeah. We're talking about, like, rookie minicamp, OTAs, minicamp, like that stuff, to have anybody saying favorable things about a quarterback and his play when he's in t-shirts and shorts.
Yeah.
Like, that shows you that, yes, they are giving him a fair shot. They are talking about him favorably. The fact that anybody is saying he's going to start games this year. Fifth round picks don't start games. They're rookie years. They just don't.
And when it comes to...
So, yes, I do think he's being talked about favorably.
And I want him to, at some point, get his shot. I want him to earn his shot. I don't just want to throw him out there and put him in a bad position because we have to, quote-unquote, get a look at him. Hey, man, we, quote-unquote, got to look at a lot of quarterbacks that I'd rather them just never had played. Including a guy we traded away last year. Let's be serious. I want him to earn that chance. But I have hope with what I've seen with Colorado. Like, hey, if we strike here, we could strike with this guy. And it gives me some optimism. Now, I'll say this on the other side. I think we're about to have ourselves a warning coming in here soon. Okay, so hopefully I'll get this out. I'll say this on the other side, just real quick about the ticket. The only thing that I'm hoping for is that I don't have to go, okay, that wasn't a big deal, but this is a big deal. It's the only thing you think about when it comes to this stuff. 216-474-0092. Can I take a call, or is this thing going to pop in here at any point?
Give it a shot.
All right, I'm going to try to take a call. Deshaun in Cleveland. I'll put him on hold if it goes through. Go ahead, Deshaun.
You know, y'all so funny, bro. You know, y'all so... Only Peterlin, my boy G. Bush, and Spencer German are the only ones that took Shador side way before the draft.
What do you mean? What was lied on the radio? Yeah, what
just
side?
Lied on the radio.
What side, Deshaun? What do you mean?
You said, "Oh, we, I don't want the circus in town."
I never said that.
The show never said that.
Are you kidding?
The show never said that. You know for a fact.
I never used the term circus.
Deshaun, are you bored? Are you bored and just trying to start a fight on the radio?
I'm telling the real.
Well, then
running, but now he's here.
Then
now
you need to go. Then you need to go to the doctor because you're imagining things. My mother used to imagine things. No, my mother. No, my late mother, Deshaun. My late mother used to imagine things.
The evening show, talking that you didn't want him, but now he's here. Now everybody's talking about you. Now you like him?
No. No, you know for a fact. You listen every day, and you know for a fact the show never said
that. We were talking at one point about taking him number two overall.
Exactly. You know very well.
You talked about we need to take him number two. You were saying, I don't know how many shows, we don't want him here. We don't want him here.
There were other shows in the morning that were saying that, I don't know. If there were other guys filling in, I don't know. I can only go for what we said.
All you guys took sides. Those three guys are the only ones that took your door.
I'm sure it'd be pretty easy. With the Odyssey app,
I'm fine with that.
Recording devices.
But you know you ain't telling the truth, Deshaun.
The digital technology, okay, I'm sure we would be bombarded with people telling us.
Okay, let me ask you this. If it weren't you two, if you guys never said it, you telling me you didn't hear any media in Cleveland say that?
I'm only speaking for us. I'm sure we did hear media in Cleveland say it. But you also accused us of saying it. We didn't say it, Deshaun. Thank you very much for the call. Just not going to be besmirched like that. Ain't going to happen.
I don't mind a good besmirching, but I know for a fact. In fact, we so talked about him potentially going number two overall that the afternoon show called us flip-floppers after the combine. Because remember, the combine, we started hearing that, well, nobody has a first-round grade on him. And then I'm like... Well, I haven't. It's not like I'm the one doing the workouts, so I got to listen to that stuff.
The only time I said no, because it was number two overall, because I was assuming they were taking a quarterback. Once Jimmy spoke and said, "Hey, we don't have to take a quarterback," mm-hmm. I go, "Hey, if the owner's willing to say this, then definitely his heart's not into taking quarterback at number two. I have to change that opinion because I just thought we were taking a quarterback."
By the way, and if anybody had heard our emerging podcasting, the numbers that you see the most
presented
recent
by
numbers,
Extend, yeah, off the charts.
I don't think there was a show in the country outside of, you know, Boulder, Colorado. I don't think there was a show in the country talking more about Colorado football than we were, to the point where people were like, can you guys stop? Because I remember when they did the 60 Minutes piece on Deion, and I wanted to talk about that on the show. And we're like, let's do it on the podcast instead. People are like, why are you wasting our time with any of this? You guys are obsessed. Why don't you get season tickets to the Buffs? Because we were giddy that they had brought the program back.
I remember the game Dustin did out there. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was absolutely beautiful. Let me get to Bill in Euclid. Bill, hello.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Bill.
I've got a slightly different take, and there's twofold. I'll get to the first part. Everyone's talking about Shador getting this just a citation. I got clocked for going 35 over a speed limit a few years ago, and it was called aggravated speeding, and I had to go to court, period. But my take is kind of fun. Everybody wants, you know, of course you got to get your ratings for your show and, you know, keep it interesting, which you do.
Thank you.
But at the same time, I don't care what, I'm 61 years old. I don't care what a person does in their personal life. As long as you don't, you know, you go skiing in, you know, in Colorado and you come back with a broken ankle or, you know, something like that, you know, during football season, no. When I was 25 years old, I was jumping off garages and all kinds of crazy
25
stuff.
I mean, you were doing that? You were doing that when you were 25, Bill?
Oh, yeah.
Damn, I gave that up by the time I was married when I was 25. So you gotta give up some of that. You gotta settle down a little bit.
Nah, you know what? You're always a mental daredevil. I mean, you know, at 61, I mean, I still run, jump, and play. You wouldn't believe it if you saw me.
Well, Bill, I don't. Just as long as you ain't jumping off a garage. It's not, you know, we pick and choose on guys, but even if I didn't like, I just got to tell you, I got to be as honest as I can. And Bill, thank you for the call. Even if I didn't like Shador Sanders, I know that there's going to be other guys who speed as well. So if I like those guys, if they get pulled over for 100 in a 60 and I go, well, it's no big deal for the, oh, so it wasn't a big deal for him, but it is a big deal for Shador Sanders. There's things that the only thing that I hope is that there's nothing else where I go, well, you know, that wasn't a big deal, but this is a big deal. These are the things that happen. This goes on in life. But in his personal life, yeah, people do care about people's personal life. I care whether or not it's going to affect football and whether it's going to affect him being on the field. Everything else, if I meet him and I'm taken in by him, maybe I will care more about him personally. Right now, the care personally is that I don't want young people to be hurt or anything like that. But also the care personally is what is he going to be able to do for my football team? This does not affect what he can do for my football team. John Greco, he can tell you what it will affect for your football team, because there's been commentary about Shador picking it up, knowing the offense. Greg Newsom has spoken about him. Dylan Gabriel, where his headspace is as a rookie. What does a rookie really have to do to gain a veteran's trust in that locker room and in that huddle? John Greco, unfortunately, has played with a lot of rookies who weren't able to do it. So what can Shador Sanders and Dylan Gabriel do to get their trust in that huddle? And were they able to do anything in OTAs to actually do it already? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, John Greco.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Coming up in 5 on The Fan. But we go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in John Greco. Former Browns guard, current Browns analyst. He joins us right now this morning. John, how the hell are you?
Hey, Ken, I'm doing well. Nice to talk to you guys. It's been a while.
It has. Now, you were a Browns veteran. How many years did you play for the Browns, and then how many years did you play in the NFL?
I played for the Browns for 6 years and 11 overall.
That's a long time. I didn't realize it was 11. I thought it was in the neighborhood of 9. Congratulations on all your success. So you played with a lot of younger quarterbacks. You played with some rookies. What does a rookie, because there's a lot of, like, I heard Greg Newsom saying some very nice things about Shedeur Sanders, and it's like, well, no one's going to say anything mean about him, but let's parse through the words here and figure out what's what. What can a rookie do to gain trust during OTAs, or is it just like, hey, man, you got to wait till you get to camp, and then we'll really figure out once you're kind of dunked in the deep end of the pool here?
Yeah, so, Ken, what I want to see early on this time of year especially, because let's be honest, this off-season OTAs and minicamp, I mean, it's a glorified 7-on-7. And, you know, it makes it difficult for linemen because, you know, defensive linemen are running all over the place and doesn't look like anybody can block anyone, and the offensive line coach and the coordinator are panicking and pulling their hair out, and everybody thinks the O-line sucks. But I digress. The rookie quarterbacks and rookies in general, I think the main word that I'm going to use is confidence. So if they come in, and I'm not talking about like an arrogant swag or anything, because everybody's personalities are different. But what I want to see right away when a guy walks in is he acts like he belongs there and takes command of, you know, we'll talk about quarterbacks, takes command of the huddle, is engaging with the offensive line and other guys on offense. I want a guy to show me that he thinks that he's the guy. And you can do that without being, oh, I'm the guy, I'm the, you know, without being arrogant or, you know, overly confident. But a guy that comes in, is engaged in meetings, that's asking questions, that's constantly trying to be a better student of the game. And I liked it when these young guys, you know, as I got older and as guys get older in their careers, you know, it's harder to relate to younger players. You know, it's not like, you know, we might go to dinner and everything. And I think it's good to build kind of chemistry and, you know, a friendship off the field. But, I mean, I can't relate to these young guys, and I couldn't when I was in my 7th, 8th, 9th year, 10th year. But as long as in the locker room you get with these guys and they show you, hey, let's talk about what we're going to do on this future third down, or, hey, we had this look in practice, and I know we're not in pads, but, you know, what's that going to look like when the bullets are live? You know, let's talk about these protections. Let's talk about the cadence, the huddle. What, you know, how can I make my mechanics a little bit better? Does it work for you? Is everything sounding right? So just being like a sponge, I want a guy that's coming in and asking too many questions. And at the end of the day, you know, you want to see if they can spin the ball. And in the huddle, can they command the huddle? Do they come in with confidence and kind of an aura about them and a swagger and say, hey, look, and act like this is their team? So if I see a guy start to develop that this time of year, you know, leaving minicamp, that gets me that much more excited about training camp in the preseason, because that's when you see when the pads are on and you know, there's guys crashing pads around and see how he, you know, adapts and reacts.
John, we've had a lot of discussion about doing what's right for a team that wants to shift its culture back into winning, that you got a lot of veterans, especially on that offensive line. So you owe it to them to put the best guy at quarterback, not just the young guy you want to evaluate. At the same time, what would one of the rookies have to do for some of those veterans to go, oh yeah, we might need to play them, even if it means rookie mistakes, even if it means losing some close games because you may not be ready. Man, that guy is electric. What would it have to look like?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, that's the fine line and the difficult part about the NFL. And you're trying to maximize some of the windows that are potentially closing on the careers of certain players, and also trying to maximize the window of the you know, where they're at the highest level of their, you know, play. So it's like, oh, gosh, do we take a few steps back and try to, you know, work through some growing pains with these younger players, or do we try to put a veteran in now and you know, try to win early games early as we can? So to getting back to your question, what they can do is all the things I said in the first question, just come in and as long as if it's a younger player, and for me, you know, speaking, if I saw that the guy was ready mentally, I felt comfortable with having him in there and saying, hey, this isn't just a science experiment. They think this guy can win and you know, help us win these games. Because, you know, you said it, we all know, speaking up front, those guys are vets. They're gonna play their tails off for whoever's back there, and it doesn't matter who's back there. In any situation, they're gonna play their butts off and try to be the best offensive line in the league. So when you have a young guy in there, as long as they're showing incremental improvements every day, and I'm talking starting in training camp, and they come in and you know, they're, of course they're gonna make rookie mistakes. A rookie's gonna make mistakes throughout his first year, second year. I mean, that happens, that's ball. But if they are making incremental improvements and you start seeing the mistakes at practice and then in the meeting rooms and they're correcting them and wanting to correct them, that's when you're in the trust of those vets up front. And hopefully we start seeing that in training camp early with the two young the young quarterbacks.
You want a loaded question?
Of course.
What kind of damage could they do to this season if they don't start Joe Flacco week one?
Well, I think that remains to be seen. And, you know, the schedule, as we all know, is a difficult one. So, you know, it's amazing, guys. I get asked that a lot. And, you know, who's going to start? Who's going to play? When are we going to see one of the young guys? How many quarterbacks are we going to play? Everybody's asking, obviously. And I who the hell knows? I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But the damage, here's my biggest fear, okay? So you put Joe Flacco out there. Guy's a vet. We all know he can win. But shoot, the guy's in his what? I don't even know. 15th year? 17th year?
I thought it was 18.
Okay. Yeah, he and I were the same draft class, so I kind of quit counting after I retired. But okay, so this guy's been in the league, you know, as long as you can. It takes for a person to be born and then get to a legal voting age. Okay, so he's been in the league a long time, so he's going to be ready. But you know, obviously, he takes care of his body. He's going to be ready athletically. Can they protect him and keep him upright so where he's not getting banged up? Okay, and then you get through the first quarter of the season, and then they go to London, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know, I don't know. Are they 2-2 going into London, or are they 3-1? I mean, we'd be, you know, ready to throw a parade at that point. I think the damage if you put a young player out there and it looks really, really ugly, then there's just so many questions being asked, and then you know, then the Kevin Stefanski job security stuff starts creeping in, and then you're like, was this guy a bust, whoever's in there, if it's not looking great? And then if there's injuries, I think that's when the questions and the stress and the turmoil starts to snowball, and you know, we in the media, it starts a feeding frenzy.
John Greco with us on the hotline. Sorry to cut you off. I was jumping in to get in here because I waved Ken off because I wanted to know your first vehicle purchase when you got into the NFL. And then I have a follow-up.
My first vehicle purchase?
Yep.
Yeah, what'd you buy?
Oh, God. I had my car that I had through college for a while. I leased when I got to Cleveland, I leased a S-Class Mercedes. That was,
okay.
That was technically my what? First vehicle.
Wow. What? Wow. Yeah. You didn't get a truck?
No, I had one. So that's what I kind of came in with.
Oh, okay. Well,
okay.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, so that's what you had in college.
My follow-up question is, did you test the limits? On the byways and highways?
I did. I don't necessarily know. I'm built for more comfort than speed, guys. So that S-Class, if you've ever had the pleasure of riding in one, is like a magic carpet. And I, you know, definitely was not breaking three digits. But I'd like to open it up a little bit on the causeway there.
Yeah, I want to know something. I want to test how big of a story this is. Lima, ask this man the question.
Well, because yesterday we got the report that Shedeur Sanders was doing over 100, got cited on 71 in Strongsville. It led a lot of people to wonder, is this a big deal? Is this poor judgment? It was at night, but, you know, certainly wasn't under the influence or anything like that. Just a young guy kind of seeing what his vehicle could do. He was in a truck. It led us to wondering, you know, we figured every athlete at some point, or every anybody with a car that could do something like that, would test it out at some point. Do you see that as any evidence of bad judgment or anything like that? And more importantly, did the coaches talk to you about those types of things?
You know, it's funny, they do, but it's kind of encompassed in the conversation with be in the right place at the right time and make good decisions. I think they cast that wide net on an array of potential bad decisions made by young players and players in general. So, you know, I'm not going to read too much into it. I know that it's the talk of the town nationally. But given that Shador is the player that he is, and he's just always going to have, you know, the spotlight on him and be under a microscope, every little thing he does, right, wrong, or indifferent, is going to be talked about and analyzed. So, you know, look, the guy's a young guy. He was speeding in his car. He got a ticket. In this situation, everything turned out okay. He wasn't drinking, and no one got hurt. But hopefully it was a kind of a slap on the wrist, and he learned his lesson, and you know, he's more careful.
You played multiple positions across the offensive line. John Greco joining us on the show. What are the challenges awaiting DeJuan Jones as he tries to take over left tackle?
Yeah, I think we've seen it, and we've talked about that in the past, guys. And when you're flipping around, this is the good time. This is the best time of year to do that, for him to get the reps, the constant, you know, repetitions of working at that position with his stagger. It's difficult to do it in season. Because it's just like, hey, you know, go out to this week and you have 3 days of prep and you're watching tape and just make sure it's right. But now he really gets to kind of get in the weeds with the coaches and work on the techniques and kind of slow it down a little bit. And just to kind of build that foundation and, you know, kind of firm up that foundation of playing over there. Then in training camp, you're going to see it again, and it's going to look different. It's going to speed up a little bit because the pads are going to be on and the competition's going to ramp up, but hopefully between now and then he firms it up and it looks good.
Do you think Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski are a package deal?
Oh, good question. No, I don't.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think that if it were to happen where the team would end up moving on, I don't think it would be because, hey, you know, we're tired of one of you. That means both of you have to go, or this isn't working out with one of you. You both are having to go. I think that if it happened, it would just happen kind of like that organically. But no, I think if we see something from the football side of things where Kevin Stefanski is bringing out the best of some of the players and you're seeing improvement and promise, I could see where maybe if the team's not doing well, they would have to make a change and keep one of the other. Mm-hmm. So my answer right now, I say cautiously no.
John, you're wonderful. We thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you again, hopefully during camp.
Guys, thank you. This was fun.
Yes.
So much can happen around the globe that we never hear of.
I really share in our fans' disappointment, frustration. Honestly, I'm embarrassed.
I want to win, and a lot of the guys who I look up to who are in the Hall of Fame have won at a very high level.
They've been through some tough battles, right? They know what the playoffs looks like. This team's been battle-tested in the playoffs.
He's a piece of crap. The kid, he sucks. He's sucked his whole career.
Put a damn winning team on the field.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, Guardians winners last night 4-2, thanks in large part to Daniel Schneeman's 3-run homer. Cleveland now winners of 2 straight for the first time this month.
Hell yeah!
Winners of their first series since Detroit.
Haters are quiet today.
Here's last night's starting pitcher Logan Allen saying even as we were in panic mode, they weren't.
I think we just show up ready to play every day. Yeah, there's a lot of games left, regardless of where we are in the standings. You know, just show up ready to play every game, trying to win the series.
Do these two wins ease your concerns a bit about the team?
Where are you trash pigs that want to trade Jose Ramirez for his own good now?
Trash pigs.
What?
This is a very funny term. Much needed to go out there. We were doing doom and gloom radio, let's be honest. Coming out of the weekend, and for them to handle their business in, you know, two close games, San Francisco, and being able to get just enough offense. Look, it's not like I have a lot of glowing things to say about the offense right now, especially with Kwan in a slump, but to have the pitching that they've had, their starters are giving them a chance to win each and every game. You're hoping they can find anything at the dish whatsoever. Class A hung on for dear life the last few games, two big saves.
They're going to trade him. I said that before the season, and I got cussed out.
Well, get as many saves as you can while he's there. How about that? How about that,
Kenny? Do you agree with that, Anthony Allant?
I think they're going to trade him this offseason.
In the offseason?
That feels like an offseason move.
It feels like a July move.
That's Lane Thomas.
Tell me why. Lane Thomas.
Lane Thomas and Carlos Santana.
Tell me why, young man.
I don't know. I just feel like you had the whole year to get his value up, and I don't know. That just feels like the offseason move. They traded Corey Kluber in December.
Did you know that Anthony is my protege?
Is that true?
He did a senior project with me when he was at Kenston High School. Now look at him.
What did that entail? Studio.
It's come full circle.
What did you have to do?
I went to Berea and shadowed him for Brown's preview show before the Arizona Cardinals game.
So what was...
I didn't even remember that.
What was going to Berea and shadowing Ken Carmen? What did that entail?
It was sitting in studio, watching him do the show, and just being in awe of the pageantry.
His presence.
His presence.
Mm-hmm.
I take up a lot of space.
His shilling. His carrying the water.
Kiss my ass.
I'm just telling you what people tell me on Twitter. That's,
what set
that's
were you sitting on during the playoffs?
I don't know. What does that have anything to do with
it? Well, you and I have gotten ready for just as many playoff games, it seems.
Those five games.
You got me beat by two. Damn it.
That might be all she wrote.
Damn it.
Well, speaking of the NBA, the Pacers might have to go without Tyrese Halliburton tonight in Game 6. MRI yesterday revealed a strained right calf. Does he have to try to play tonight in a must-win finals game?
We're in agreement. He has to go out there, and he's got to try for
the reasons you think.
Well, if he just goes out there and he clearly is a shell of himself and they pull the plug on him, I mean, when we talk about optics, that's best case scenario for Halliburton. He gave it his all. He tried. Where you get into trouble is if you play the whole game, you look like you're kind of fine, running up and down the floor, and then you just don't contribute all that much. That's when you get killed, which is what happened with Halliburton last game, which sucks, which is not fair. Same thing happened to Darius Garland. Darius Garland gutted it out to play, clearly was not 100%, and somehow got killed afterwards. It was so weird.
It's one thing for guys calling in to say nasty things about Darius Garland. You got guys on these opinion shows on like Lateral Hazard and things like that on FS1 who are ripping him and saying he's not a man and all that other crap. For Tyrese Halliburton now, and I was talking about Darius Garland at that time.
Oh, yeah.
For Tyrese Halliburton now, this is so sad and embarrassing, but I have to say it like this, because I talked about this with you yesterday, and Lima totally agreed. He has to go out there and try to play. And then in the first time out, like, Rick Carlisle has to go out there and, like, force him off the floor. And then he has to sit for the rest of the game and hope that TJ McConnell can carry them to a game 7, which I can't believe those words are coming out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Is there no fear that that sort of injury leads to Achilles tears?
There's absolutely a fear. Hell yeah, there's a fear of that. But it's the NBA Finals. So if you're not going to play in the NBA Finals, when are you going to play? Like, if he thinks he can go, he can go. Like, I can't be worried about next year or the year after that. Like, that's one of the things that you have to be worried about. Because I remember there was an argument that we all had on the station. And this was after Kevin Durant. It's like, well, what are you load managing? It's the Finals. You never know when you're going to get back. Get back. And play now. Got to play.
Ken, you told me if you can go, you got to go.
You got to go.
Lakers sold to Dodgers owner Mark Walter yesterday for $10 billion, largest sale in pro sports history. Guys, what was your reaction to that?
I would never sell a team like the LA Lakers. I'm very surprised this went down. I know
not even for that much money.
Not even for that much money, I swear to God. But I'm not a businessman. I owning a team like the Lakers, like, I'm sure she has season tickets whenever she wants. It's just, it's not the same as owning a man. I can't imagine if I bought a professional sports franchise, like if like somehow, some way, I invented something and I could be a billionaire. And I go, you know what? I'm buying the Cleveland Browns, ladies and gentlemen. I've decided to come to an agreement with Jimmy Haslam and he is selling me the Cleveland Browns for billions of dollars. That team will be in my cold, dead hands the day I die. And I will be appalled from the grave if my children were to sell it.
I would
never want to sell a franchise.
How about the fact that the ratings in the finals, as low as they are, and so much consternation about regular season and load management and prima donnas and this league can't find the face of the league, yet the last two teams have sold for a combined $16 billion, plus they were able to triple their TV deal. So say what you want about the NBA. I know everybody wants to rag on it for all sorts of reasons.
Tell me those reasons right now.
The financials
are
still
pretty good.
Power
rank the top three reasons without the music. Power rank the top three music.
I was hoping we'd get the music.
Power rank the top three reasons.
But that would involve a full-scale effort to get everybody involved. We've done that before when some of our others are out. The reasons why the league, why the brand is in jeopardy, is that what you're saying?
Why they say, power rank the reasons, top three reasons, go.
Why they say the regular season's in trouble.
Yeah.
What specifically?
Bum, bum. Bum, 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 bum,
style
bum,
of play was number one.
Thank you.
This year, bum, bum, too much three-point shooting. Number two was no great teams. No great teams, even though that wasn't true. Oklahoma City, by every metric, had one of the better teams of all time. Number three, woke NBA. Let's move on.
I don't know why that turned into Mission Impossible or whatever it was. Go ahead.
Jair Alexander signed with the Ravens for a one-year deal yesterday, reuniting with his Louisville teammate Lamar Jackson. Potential to be up to $6 million. How much more dangerous could you be?
If I'm a Browns fan, aren't I supposed to be scared of the rest of the AFC? Aren't we picked to have the least amount of wins?
I think, if anything, I'm scared of myself.
Why is
that? We got to get past our own problems first before I start worrying about Jair Alexander.
That's true.
And
yeah, that's what it kind of felt like to me.
Even though I'm going to talk about TJ Watt and Miles Garrett again coming up to 8:45.
Daryl tweeted out, the rich get richer. Now, first of all, Alexander can't stay healthy. That's the only reason he's available to begin with. He's really good when he plays. He's like a dominant force when he plays. He just barely plays.
Yeah.
So I'm not sitting here shaking because, like Ken said, it feels like there's so many teams ahead of us. And in a weird way, we've had some success against the AFC North. And since Stefanski's been there, we split with Baltimore every time. We split with Pittsburgh almost every time. And we own Cincinnati. Yep. we don't have a great record.
We gotta figure out our own things first. So we'll see. They're going for the gusto. They're going for a Super Bowl. He is a very, very, very fine player. Very fine player. And a lot of people ask, why didn't we go after him? When he was first set to be released, why didn't we go after him? Well, guys, I think that they are in an unanswerable situation right now. Because I think they change their mind every other hour. And it forces us to. Are you in or are you out for the 2025 season? You've signed Myles Garrett. You have Joel Bitonio back. You have veterans on this football team. But at the same time, you drafted two quarterbacks. So what else are you going to do? And people don't really take you as a threat at all for the AFC North title or in the AFC, to the point where we will not be starting the season. I hope you know this. We will not be starting the season with seven in heaven on Tuesdays.
What?
They have to earn it.
Oh,
they
come
gotta earn the, they have to earn the opportunity to be in
they
seven
win the
in
opener
heaven.
Against Cincinnati.
We will
right
do seven in heaven that
heaven.
Tuesday. I will tell
we'll
you
be
that.
On Super Bowl watch.
Okay, fair enough. But they have to earn it. I'm not doing seven. You guys can do seven in heaven, and I will silently protest it.
Ravens also got Mike Green in the draft, edge rusher. People thought he was a first-round pick in the second round. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, why
you can do whatever you want. Go. Quick, go.
Shedeur Sanders got pulled over 2 days ago. Is this only a conversation because it's Shedeur?
What is the deal with your agenda? Why are you force-feeding Shedeur Sanders?
It is a bigger conversation because it's Shedeur. But it still would be a conversation if it were Joe Flacco, if it were Kenny Pickett.
Sure about that?
Why wouldn't it be a conversation if any one of those guys got pulled over for going 101?
I don't know if people would be doing multiple segments if it was Dylan Gabriel.
It would not be as big of a conversation, but we would talk about it.
It would not be the number two story right now in the headlines on ESPN.
It leads on the Athletic.
And the fifth story in the Anthony Alant updates.
Alant. You guys both went to Syracuse. Boy, this show is just meant to be together today. Meredith, I'm sorry I can't help you.
Where'd you go again?
The Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University.
I spent the night there once. Not when you were there. Not when you were there. I'm older than you.
I spent a week there one night.
I spent the night there in the dorms once.
Do you remember which dorm?
No, hell no. Okay. I remember it was very small. It was like the size of that room in there.
I mean, they were all like
Beamer
that. They're
Hall.
Very old dorms.
They had just beaten Duke in basketball. The place was going ape. And we had to get out of there. We had to go to the Daytona 500.
Covered a football game there Thursday night.
Lane Stadium.
Really, really cool.
Why are you making it about you, Anthony? That was my story.
I have to. That's it for about last night.
Outstanding, buddy. Mary Kay Cabot going to join us at 8:22 this morning.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.